Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I believe that you were trying to fill out this survey.
Why did we choose Safeway?
No, I wasn't trying to fill out anything.
Oh, I thought it was. Is Carla Henderson there?
Who?
Carla Henderson?
No, she doesn't live here.
Oh, okay. But maybe you can help me. This is a survey about the school system and our education system nowadays.
Oh, how can I help you?
Okay, thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
100% vote.
So that would be a probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
86.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Black or African American?
Black or African American.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is public charter schools.
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
100%.
Donald Trump?
0.
Your local school board?
I'm not sure. I haven't had children in school in years.
Okay. So you don't know or never heard of them?
Who?
Or no opinion?
Who?
Your local board school?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Don't get out much, so I don't keep up with it.
Okay, that's fine. Public schools?
75.
The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
Well, 80.
A critical race theory, or CRT?
Critical race theory. What are you looking for here?
Just your feelings about them. With the scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable.
I don't know enough about it to
fine. That's fine. The next one is Joe Biden.
95%.
Thank you. And public school teachers?
90%.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how well would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'm not qualified to answer that.
Okay, that's fine. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I don't know. They've closed the ones that I knew about.
Oh.
So I don't know what they're doing, you know, with the outer schools.
Okay, thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate them the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, and 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10.
Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills and handling finances and budgeting?
10.
Oh, thank you. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
I don't know.
Based on your opinion, there's no right or wrong answer.
Now, what was your question about that again?
Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. Thank you. How much have you read, heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing. I've heard about it, but very little.
So would you like to change your answer, or nothing at all is fine?
You didn't say very little, did you?
Yes, a lot, a little. I'm sorry.
A lot, a little. Well, a little.
Okay.
I've heard a little.
Thank you. As you may have heard, a critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
You know what? I'm not too familiar with the critical race mm-hmm. theory. Mm-hmm. If you can explain that to me, then I can answer your questions. I don't like to vote on nothing I don't completely understand.
Okay. That's fine. We can move on. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little,
a lot.
Now, please tell me, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your kindness and your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go. We're almost there. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
About 9.
And right now we're trying to see if you agree or disagree with the statement.
Oh, I agree.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I agree. I strongly agree.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is increase teacher pay.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support it?
I strongly support.
Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Removing books. I disagree.
So you do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I guess I strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools?
I guess I strongly agree. I strongly agree.
Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements.
Would you repeat that slowly, please?
Yes. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Strongly agree.
And teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, would you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or?
I strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Strongly support.
Now, next, I am going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that that is somewhat a convincing argument, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So from the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all convincing, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 10 means very convincing, how would you rate that?
Very convincing.
Can you give me a number between 0 and 10?
10.
Thank you. The next one is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. Once again, from the scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate that book?
I strongly disagree with that.
So on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not at all convincing and 10 means very convincing?
It's not at all convincing.
I need a number. Oh, so sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Give it a 0.
Okay, thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning how to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to read these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Strongly agree.
And the last one for this section, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. And these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Postgrad master's.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Do you, I believe that you told me this, but we have to ask. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Repeat that.
Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Okay. Thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this would apply to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Is someone what now?
Is a born-evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Professional.
Right now, we're trying to see if the description applies to you or to you personally or someone in your household. That's why I was asking the description, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Okay. And the next one is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
I don't get what you're repeating. Say that again. Is a teacher or what?
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
What about them? I mean, are you trying, what about them?
Yes, we're trying to see if the description applies to you personally or someone in your
house. Oh, to me? Oh, professional. When I was working.
But are you an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or?
I was partly an educator in my job. I had to educate.
Okay.
I had to teach students.
Oh.
My job, but it was in a laboratory.
Oh. Okay, that's interesting. Now, and finally, the last question is, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Urban. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Now you can go.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.